Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. I'll be giving you actionable value to help you with mindset, training, and nutrition to help you transform your life. Disclaimer, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Not because I want to be mean, but because I genuinely respect you. Also, I'm a meathead. So if you tune in and decide to give me the time out of your life that you know you'll never get back, the very least I can do for you is keep it a stack. Expect to be educated, motivated, and inspired. And get ready to laugh over some lighthearted banter. Now that that's out the way, let's chat with IFBB Pro Matt Butale. Get ready, meatheads. Time to dive in. Yo, what's good, meatheads? Hope you're having an amazing day, and welcome to another episode of the Meathead of the Mic podcast. It's your boy, the returning champion, IFBB Pro Matt Butale, and today I'll be breaking down why you deserve to be fat and not fit. So if you have sensitive feelings and if you can't handle tough criticism, then this is not the episode for you, all right? This is a wake-up call to those people that think they deserve to be fit just because they put in a couple days' worth of effort or a couple of months' worth of effort, or for the people that are confused as to why they're not making progress in the gym, all right? So if that's something that you struggle with, if that's something that you can relate to, this is the episode that you want to tune in. Again, it'll take a brave set of ears to get the message that I'm going to be delivering today, all right? So if you get value from this podcast or anything that I do, please do not forget to like, share, and comment on this podcast. Leave a review to show your support. It really does go a long way, all right? Wouldn't be able to do this without y'all. I appreciate you. If y'all weren't listening, I don't know who would be, all right? So when I say you deserve to be fat, not fit, what the fuck am I talking about? Like, what do I mean? Like, what am I talking about here? You're asking yourself, why do I deserve to be fat, not fit? Like, why is this dickhead coming on the microphone to tell me I deserve to be fat? What's the deal here? Like, don't we all deserve a healthy body? Don't we all deserve to live a longer life? Don't we all deserve a body that we're proud of? And my answer to that, no. You don't deserve it. You don't fucking deserve it. Like, do I deserve $1 million just for wanting it? Do I deserve a castle and a crown because I fucking want it? No. Why? Because I don't fucking deserve it. What did I do to become a king? What did I do to get this castle? What did I do to earn $1 million? Nothing. So why the fuck do I deserve it? It's very simple, guys. In order to deserve anything in this life, and let's understand what deserve is. Deserve doesn't mean you don't have the ability to. It means you're entitled to. It means that you should have this regardless. You deserve it. It's supposed to happen. It's like, if I inhale, I deserve to have oxygen in my lungs because I fucking inhaled. Or if I lifted a weight, I deserve to have that weight lifted because I lifted the weight. I did the work, so I deserve for the weight to be off my chest. Whatever it is, when you do something, you can look at what you deserve. But if you do nothing, what you deserve is none of your concern. Matter of fact, you don't deserve shit if you do nothing. And if you disagree with me, it's why you're in the position that you're in. You think shit should be fucking handed out to you, and it just doesn't work that way. Okay? Because in order to deserve anything in this life, with the exception of human rights, because I do believe we all deserve human rights. Why? Because we already did something, which is what? Be a human. So even that comes with doing something. All right? Outside of that exception, we haven't fucking earned shit. So we don't deserve anything. We are entitled to nothing. We're not entitled to anyone's time. We are not entitled to anyone's forgiveness. We are not entitled to results we didn't manifest or results that we didn't create because we didn't work for them. Okay, if you haven't fucking earned shit, you don't deserve anything regarding the expected outcome of what you think you deserve. Does that make sense? Like, think of it. You don't deserve a six-pack of abs if all you do is drink a six-pack of beer and eat fucking pizza every day. You know what I'm saying? You may feel like you want abs. You may feel like, okay, well, I've been going to the gym 1 to 2 times or 3 times a week, but most of the time I skip the gym, and most of the time I sit around and, you know, loathe in my bullshit with nasty eating habits, drinking habits, drug habits, and I hang around people that do that shit. You know, so if you do that most of the time, even if you try some of the time, you do not deserve the results that you think you deserve because you only do that shit some of the time. You only work some of the time. Fuck, most of you guys only do the thing when you feel like it. And that's the very worst part about it. You feel me? Shout out, B-Mark. I see you. You know what it is. You deserve to be fat. Yeah, headline got you. Episode 239 of the Meathead of the Mic podcast. Shout out to Brian Mark. Without him, I wouldn't be doing this. I normally don't read the chats when I'm on the air, but this is super special. So I appreciate you, B. But guys, getting back into it. You haven't fucking earned it. You don't deserve shit. You don't deserve a six-pack of abs if all you do is drink a six-pack of beer and eat pizza. You feel me? Right? You don't deserve to have a strong chest and, you know, huge bulging pec muscles if all you do is stare at your fucking man boobs through your shirt and skip the fucking gym. All right? You don't deserve to have a body that you're proud of if you're doing nothing to burn fat but everything to gain fat. Do you understand where I'm coming from, guys? You deserve nothing. Nothing is owed to you. I don't deserve $1 million because I want it. But if I work for it and I put the sweat equity in, I put the hours in, I sacrifice my sleep, I might get it. Even if I do all the work, I'm still not deserved it. Why? Because nothing is owed to me. Fuck, life is barely owed to us. None of us actually even deserve to live. We are lucky to live. When you change your lens from like, this should happen for me, that should happen for me, the world should bend to my will, to I'm in control, and even though I'm in control, I still might not get the outcome, but I'm still going to work anyway. That's when you fucking win. And not only win once, but again and again and again. This entitled mindset is the thing of the new age that just pisses me off royally. It makes me angry. It really makes me mad. Especially with the fat phobes and all this whatever the fucking nonsense is. You know, intuitive eating, all the fucking bullshit. It's nonsense. You are owed nothing. You have to do the work. And if you don't do the work, it's no surprise why you're not where you want to be. You understand? And like, let's be for real, man. Even if, and this is the part that kind of sucks but makes life worth living. Even if you do the work, you are not guaranteed an outcome. I couldn't tell you how many times I did the work and I didn't get the fucking outcome. I'll give you an example, guys. When I went to my very second nationals, I was 21 and I went to nationals 2019 and I worked my ass off for it. I was literally grinding my off season. I grinded to make it on stage. And then what happened? I went on and the previous year I won, but this year when I went up a weight class and I placed second. Why? Because I didn't deserve to win. I put in the work, but I didn't deserve to win. Why? I just wasn't the best man on that day. I wasn't the most conditioned. There was someone fucking better than me. Just something else outside of my, you know, control. Even though I did what I could, something else outside of my control took the opportunity away from me. Whatever it is. Does that mean all the work that I did was in vain? Does that mean that all my efforts mean nothing? No. Why? Because I stuck to it and I said, you know what? Doesn't even fucking matter about the outcome. As long as I continue to move forward, the outcome doesn't matter. And because I adopted that mindset and I went over and over and over again, like moved on into the future with it, with that mindset, going to the gym consistently, training, you know, eating consistently what I had to eat, being sharp with my supplements, my water, my rest, and my stretching and all of that, the following 2 years would end up proving to me that having that mindset of nothing is fucking owed to me, that I deserve nothing, if at most I deserve what I work for, if I deserve anything at all, that's what happened. I became the best man on that day and I turned pro 2 years later, 2021, November 27th, which is in 4 days, would be the 2 year anniversary of when I turned pro, naturally, at 23. And guys, I'm telling you this because even when I got my pro card, did I really deserve it? That's what I think to myself. I'm like, did I really deserve it? Well, if I look around, the judges gave me the card. Technically, I did. But I have the same mindset of when I thought I deserved winning and I didn't. And that kept me on the hamster's wheel. And that hamster's wheel is the hamster's wheel of success. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If you walk into every single opportunity and you think that you were deserved, like shit is owed, like because you worked for it, because you want it, because you whatever fucking manifested it, that you deserve it, that it should happen to you, you're fucking wrong. Don't sit there thinking that shit just belongs to you. Your life is barely yours. And I'm not saying that to scare you in any way. there's a level of humility that you're going to experience when you understand that, guys. Seriously. The moment you start thinking that, oh, because I apologize, I deserve their forgiveness. Or because I went to the gym 5 days this week, I deserve to have a six-pack for the rest of my fucking life. Or like, I trained for 10 years, I deserve to turn pro. No, it doesn't work that way. You deserve what you get, and what you get is what you deserve. Point blank, period. And if you're fat right now, you deserve it. Because that's what you're doing. Your current habits or your existing habits brought you to a point where you became fat. Okay? And if it's been your entire life, let's say decades, man. Some of y'all listening to this are like 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. You've been fucking your body up for decades. You make an effort now for a whole year. Let's say you lose 30 pounds, but you still have a gut. You're making progress, which is awesome. So I'm clapping because kudos for you, kudos to you for taking initiative and making progress. But if after you lose those 30 pounds, you're demotivated, you say, fuck, I lost 30 pounds, but I still have the gut. It's reduced, but it's still there. Or like, I have man boobs, they reduced, but they're still there. You're just like fucking pissed about it. You're like, I deserve to have a flat stomach after a year of work, because I worked my ass off. No. It took you almost 3, 4, 5 fucking decades to build the shit body that you have. And I'm saying this just to be blunt, not to be a dickhead, not to be rude, but to be honest, brutally honest, guys. It took you decades to put yourself in this fucked up position. You're not going to erase it within a year. And the fact that you think that you deserve that just shows your entitlement towards yourself. You need to fucking humble yourself, guys, because humility is one of the greatest keys to success in your life. When it comes to your wealth, when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to your fitness. Okay? And the truth is, you don't deserve anything, even the shit that you work for, which it's kind of sounds demotivating, but when you truly understand it on a humble level, you wouldn't be fazed anymore. Like, it won't faze you really. It shouldn't, at least. Because don't get me wrong, when I first started to take this in mentally, it fucking pissed me off, man. I was like, what do you mean I'm gonna put my blood, sweat, and tears into it, and I might not get what I think I deserve? Like, it pissed me off. But understanding it detached me from the outcome, and detaching myself from the outcome made me fall in love with the process. And falling in love with the process not only got me to my goal, but allowed me to adopt the characteristics and the habits that once I like completely embodied and repeated over and over and over again, helped me, succeed in other facets of my life. And it became a transferable skill, which is why I think humility, being humble in and of itself, looking at yourself in the mirror, being brutally honest with yourself and others, even when it hurts, is like one of the best things ever. And you don't get to experience that if you have this entitled bullshit behavior of, I deserve, because I did this, I deserve that, because I did that, I deserve this. Guys, doesn't work that way. Make sense? Like, shit, you don't even deserve it when you start eating clean, working out, etc. The example I was talking about for those that, the men that have built a bad body over the years of drinking, over being lazy and skipping the gym and all that stuff and putting themselves last. Whether they did it because they have a family or whatever, I don't want to call it excuse, but whatever reason that they have, that you have, you still do the thing that you did that put you in this situation. And you don't deserve to be out of it just because you want it. You're still in that situation, and you're going to work to get yourself out of that situation until you're out of that situation. Okay? But you have to understand that. Like, you deserve it after you've put in the work to correct your mistakes for just as much time as you spent putting yourself in that shitty physical condition, repeating the same mistakes. Okay, so if you fucked yourself up for 30 years, grind for 30 years, and then look in the mirror and say, okay, I guess I deserve that. But let's be honest here, no one's gonna grind for 30 years after they're 30, right? Because you'd be 16. What's the point of that, right? That's your mindset. Because I'll be fucking old anyway, right? It's bullshit. That's a defeatist mentality. That's like wanting to die younger. Think about it. Because when you are 60, which will happen faster than you know it, because life is that short, you're gonna be pissed at yourself for letting all those years go by without you having to take, without you being diligent enough to take advantage of your youth when your joints were fucking working better, when your metabolism was a little bit faster. You understand? And I know this sounds rough. I might sound like a drill sergeant to some of you guys, but I'm telling you the truth, okay? And it hurts. If it does hurt, it's because the truth hurts. Okay? Seriously. All right? And for those of you that are just tuning into the live stream and don't really understand what's going on here, I'm getting you to understand that you do not deserve anything that you want. You deserve what you work for. Just because you want to have a six pack and you put in 3, 6, 9 months, 12 months of work after fucking yourself up for the last 10 years, 20 years, doesn't mean you deserve to have a six pack just because you grinded for a year. Grind for the rest of your life. Grind for the 10 years that you fucking put up into your life that you messed up your life in. So if you messed up for 10 years, grind for 10 years. And then look in the mirror and that's what you deserve. What I'm telling you guys here is, I'm preaching this, I'm saying don't get attached to your outcome to the point where like, you know, like you get so entitled. Because once you're so entitled, once you get to that point of entitlement, you really can't achieve anything because you're too much in your ego and you're not humble enough to accept whatever progress that you get, that you're going to get, which you should be fucking grateful for regardless, any progress that comes to you. Right? Humility is going to help. And I speak this with experience, and it's not just in fitness. Like, you guys, you do not deserve to be forgiven just for apologizing. Right? That's a really good one. And I say that with experience because I've fucked up relationships before and I've apologized and genuinely changed my actions. But some things are just unforgivable. And beyond that, I just don't deserve to have someone's respect, someone's trust, someone's forgiveness just because I want it. And humbling myself to the point to understanding that, I can share with you guys confidently that this exists also within your life and within your fitness. Do you understand? I'm not on a pedestal here. I'm the first one to say that. I am not better than you. Straight the fuck up. I've got, you know, my own issues too. I have a life. I'm a human fucking being, right? So when I say this, I'm telling you this to lift you the fuck up. Get humble, bro. Seriously. Like, the mindset of thinking success is owed to you because you want it, or, you know, because you just started to grind, working for it, will be the demise of your willpower. Like, you'll feel like it's not worth trying anymore because I've tried for like 3 months and, you know, I don't have a six pack yet. You know, that's a fucking horrible way to think, because you'll never get anything done. Why? Because when you hit the inevitable plateau or results slow down, you automatically think of quitting. And that's BS. That's bullshit. I don't want you guys to think like that. I don't want you guys to live like that, because you will never be able to succeed in your fitness journey. Like, ask yourself, guys, would you quit your job if you clocked out 1 hour early and saw that reflect on your paycheck? No. You'd get back to work and make sure that you stay an extra 2 hours to make up for that 1 hour you lost and make sure you got that equal pay on the next week. Does that make sense? The same thing comes to your body. Like, are you going to quit just because you lost 1 pound this week instead of the 3 pounds you lost last week? I hope the fuck not. But many of you guys do it because you think you deserve more progress than you actually are working towards. You are entitled to an outcome that you do not deserve, straight up. And this message needs to be drilled into your brain. It's never the right time to quit. Like, the only way we ever fail is when we stop trying. And as modern day average humans, we're designed to conserve energy, you know, be lazy and quote unquote play it safe. Right? And you can totally do that if you're okay with being the average. Overweight, love handle sporting, man boob having, pregnant belly wearing, bitch of a man that you hate to be. And that sounds harsh as fuck. That probably sounds like I'm putting a hot knife in your chest. And it should, because the truth hurts. You don't like being like that. I know you don't. Okay? And that's why I'm being fucking violent with my message today. Seriously, just give yourself the silence to sit in the emotions that you're feeling right now. And as fucked up as it sounds, you kind of deserve it. That's what you did. That's what you worked towards. Okay? Like, sit with it. I'm only bringing out the voice inside your head. I'm not creating a new one. These are things you say to yourself. Like, this may sound harsh, but you know what the fuck I'm talking about because you experienced this already. These are thoughts that you have when you look in the mirror. Okay, so if this episode pissed you off, look in the mirror. The truth hurts. Use this anger and take it out on the weights in the gym. Take it out with extra minutes on the cardio, on the treadmill, on the bike, whatever you choose. Okay? You have the balls to be a fucking man. So you have the balls to go get better. Like, I fucking believe in you, soldier. You gotta get the job done. And always remember, you deserve nothing. But you get what you work for. Understood? All right. That's it. That's all. If you like this episode, please share it out with a friend. Don't forget to like, comment, and share this podcast. Leave a review to show your support. It really does go a long way, guys. Without you guys, I wouldn't be able to do this. Straight up. And I love doing this. I love helping you guys out. I love giving you guys motivation, nutrition, training hacks, all that shit. I love doing it. It fills my cup up just as much as I hope it fills yours. Okay? So if you weren't listening, I don't know who would be. I hope I was able to deliver a valuable experience to you guys and girls today. Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. Also, if you are listening to this and you are tired of feeling like you deserve not to be fat and you want to actually make real progress, you want to work with a professional bodybuilder, if you want to permanently lose 20 pounds or more eating clean 80% of the time and eating junk food 20% of the time without steroids, you might want to be a part of the Natural Nomad Academy, all right? So if that's you, Google me, Matt Boutale, MATT BUTALE, and you can DM me on any social media platform, and I'll see if we'll be a good fit. Outside of that, let's embrace our inner meathead together. It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. IFBB Pro, Matt Boutale, signing out. Boom.
Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. Don't forget to implement at least one thing from this podcast. Remember, information without implementation is just fucking noise. I provide actionable value for a reason. Take full advantage of it. If you laughed, cried, got any value, motivation, or inspiration from this podcast, share it out to one friend who you know will enjoy it too. Shameless plug, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Matt Boutale, if you want to know this meathead on a more personal level. Heads up, it's not safe for work and it can get explicit. Viewer's discretion is advised, but I promise you will still laugh, learn, and get value. Also, if you want to lose 25 pounds and become a part of the Natural Nomad Academy and join the meathead community, feel free to DM me and I'll see if you'll be a good fit. Let's embrace your inner meathead. All right, it's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. Natural Nomad Academy head coach and natural IFBB Pro Matt Boutale, signing out.